Juan J-U-A-N Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. Today is 5:30. He was born 4/3/85. This is a 37-year-old gentleman, comes in today with a very enlarged right knee. Patient reports no fever, chills, no trauma. He's a plumber. He does a lot of kneeling down. And the past 3 days, his knee has been getting swollen. Medical problems, none. No history of gout, no history of DVT reported. Surgery, none. Social, he doesn't use drugs. He drinks. He smokes. Medications, ibuprofen, allergy, none. Immunization, COVID immunizations, up to date. Family history, negative for DVT or a gout. Patient is 37-year-old. He's in mild to moderate distress because of swelling in his knee. Heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. There is definitely a copious amount of fluid around the right knee. Procedure after consent was obtained. Over 100 cc's of fluid was removed. Period. After the fluid removal, patient feels 100% better. The bedside ultrasound unfortunately shows a very abnormal non-augmenting femoral, no, popliteal vein, which is suspicious for possible DVT. Period. Knee paragraph. Send patient to the emergency room now for repeat ultrasound and confirmation of diagnosis of DVT and further treatment. Number two, I explained to the patient that blood clot in the legs can be deadly. Via a translator, our translator Gigi, G-I-G-I, patient seems to understand. He's going to Texas Emergency Hospital. Dr. James at Texas Emergency Hospital was called regarding patient's admission, evaluation, what we did in the office, and what patient needs in the emergency room. And this was discussed with patient again at length before leaving. Patient was not charged for the ultrasound here in the office since it will be repeated in the emergency room regarding the non-augmenting vein in the right popliteal area. Thank you.